The Hungarian Academy of Sciences delegated the following committee for selecting the winner for the 2010 János Bolyai International Mathematical Prize, the Bolyai Medal. The chair of the committee is Vilma Stotik from the University of Szeged. Secretary of the committee is Tibor Kristin from the University of Szeged. Members of the committee, Dmitri Dolgopiat, University of Maryland, János Kollár, Princeton University, Péter Major, Rényi Institute, Asaf Naor, New York University, János Pinc, Rényi Institute, Lajos Rónyai, Staki, Imre Ruzsa, Rényi Institute, Zoltán Szabó, Princeton University, Terence Tao, University of California at Los Angeles. After a year's search and deliberation, the committee recommends that the 2010 Bolyai Medal be awarded to Yuri Ivanovich Manin for his outstanding work in algebraic geometry and number theory, and particularly for his book Frobenius Manifolds, Quantum Cohomology and Moduli Spaces, which appeared in the American Mathematical Society Colloquium Publication Series in volume 47 in 1999. Yuri Manin is one of the great men in mathematics with a wide interest and immense influence in various fields. He's an author of 11 monographs and about 225 scientific papers in algebraic geometry, number theory, mathematical physics, history of culture, and psycholinguistics. He's an elected member of 9 academies, including the Russian and French Academy, and holds honorary doctoral degrees from Paris, Oslo, and Warwick. He has received numerous honors and awards, including the Lenin Order of his work in algebraic geometry, the Brouwer Gold Medal for his achievements in number theory, the Nemers Prize, the Schock Prize, the King Faisal Prize, the Cantor Medal, and the Order pour la Mérite. He was an invited speaker on 6 International Mathematical Union Congresses, as well as a plenary speaker of the 2000 European Mathematical Congress. He has held numerous visiting appointments, among others in Pisa, Paris, Berkeley, Montreal, Boston, New York, and Antwerp. He was the director of the Max Planck Institute for Mathematics in Bonn in the period 1995-2005. One of his special talents is to bring together different areas of mathematics and physics to create a unified theory with breathtaking scope. This comprehensive approach to science is excellently illustrated in his book, Frobenius Manifolds, Quantum Cohomology and Moduli Spaces. The theory of Frobenius Manifolds was developed by Boris Dubrovin, but the formal treatment of Manin's book is more accessible to a great number of readers. The book presents 3 different viewpoints of quantum cohomology and establishes the connections between them. Much of the content is based on earlier works of the author, although it does not explicitly discuss the connections of these topics with string theory. It is a purely mathematical treatment of ideas whose origin lies in physics. Many insights in this subject came from theoretical physics. Roughly speaking, the book consists of 2 parts. In the first part, chapters from 1 to 4, the author discusses Frobenius manifolds in general and gives the most important examples. In some sense, all this goes back to the theorem of Frobenius, which proves that local foliations correspond to collections of vector fields that are closed under Poisson bracket. In the general theory, one needs to deal with supermanifolds having both commuting and anti-commuting variables. The algebraic geometry part and the construction of quantum cohomology are discussed in the second part, chapters 5-6. Here, the foundational issues are treated with great speed. The main aim is to show how the techniques work in establishing quantum cohomology. All these require sophisticated algebraic geometric techniques. The topics treated in the book are among the fastest developing areas of mathematics. Manin brilliantly conveys his great command of the various fields and presents his unique vision. His book is not an introduction for beginners, rather a research monograph that requires a lot from the reader. For those who go along, the breadth of the presentation and the many unexpected connections provide an unforgettable and extraordinary overview. This book is of interest to a broad mathematical audience and will be a source of inspiration for generations to come.